planes, trains, and automobiles. Sometimes it all happens in one day, sometimes spread out over several days. But however you travel, it's important to take care of your body and your health. This is Mary G. Graham, your travel diva, with Radio Daddy-O. Today I'd like to talk to you about staying well and healthy while traveling. Like many folks, I tend to get a little motion sickness. Now, this didn't start until I was in my 30s, so now I always carry ginger tea with me. I find it really settles my stomach while traveling. I also sometimes carry ginger candy chews and black licorice. I find also helps. And I use something called C-bands. They're these soft, comfortable wristbands that fit all sizes and can be reused if you wash them by hand. They're great for adults and kids, and one size fits most. They work on the theory of acupressure. And let me tell you, they really, really work. I always carry them in my bag, even on day trips in the car, especially if I'm not driving. In fact, I own a couple pairs just in case I meet someone else who needs them or I lose one. If you're traveling in the car, take along some ginger ale as well. It also helps. I also recommend drinking lots and lots of water. On a plane, especially a long plane ride, getting dehydrated is easy, especially if you like to order a cocktail or two. So again, I recommend water and lots of it. Once you realize you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated. It will also help you feel better when you've reached your destination. Good for your skin and your tummy. I also carry face wipes. I like the Alba Botanical Hawaiian Clean Towelettes, but you can find many varieties in any drugstore or organic grocery store. They can also be used to clean your hands and your face when on a long trip. And fellas, they're not just for the ladies. I recently took them with me on a 10-hour plane ride, and they were fantastic for freshening up and keeping my skin from drying out in the recycled air and in the cabin. And speaking of recycled air, if you're going to be on a plane or train for an extended period of time, do load up on vitamin C days before and during your travels. Many people catch colds while traveling because of the confined space and lack of fresh air. There's something called airborne that you can pop into water, and also those vitamin C packets called Emergen-C. I recommend it all and whatever your preference. Travel can also wreak havoc on your digestive system. Plane rides, changing time zones, as well as eating food you may not normally eat, missing a meal, or having to eat fast food just so you don't go hungry. All of this has an effect on our tummies. However, I have noticed a trend in the airports here in the States and abroad for having healthier choices among the airport cuisine. But if you're having problems, ginger tea will help. We also took along and used something a friend gave me called Miralax. You may have heard of it. It's effective and super gentle. Just mix it with water and drink it down. You won't even really notice the effects other than you feel good and everything stays regular, if you know what I mean. I'm also big on healthy snacks on a long trip. If you're on a road trip in the car, you can bring almost anything you like, but you'll be a bit more limited on the plane and the train. But I like to carry nuts. Almonds are my favorite. Dried fruit, protein bars, and dark chocolate. My travel snack go-tos. Let's not forget sunscreen. Most face moisturizers have a little in them already, and if you don't want to bring it with you because those cans and tubes can be heavy and take up space, most places have stores and you can find sunscreen there. So make healthy choices while traveling and take care of yourself so you can enjoy your vacation once you get there. Until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Mary G. Graham, your travel diva, on Radio Daddy-O.